helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for April 18th, 2007. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Keep listening after the podcast for information on how you could win a free iPod Shuffle from the folks over at dancingwithelephants.com. This is all part of their Let Them Hear You contest. You'll find a link on the website. Did you know I have 4 individual blogs and podcasts? You can find them all at welchwrite.com, welchwrite.com. Today's show, from the archives, Out of Focus, first published March 14th, 2003. Among everything else I do, I'm also an amateur artist. As is often the case, something you learn in one area can often be useful in other aspects of your life. One useful technique I've learned from my art is squinting. When you're first looking at a scene you want to draw or paint, you purposely unfocus your vision in order to get an overall impression of the light and dark areas. Sometimes, in order to see things more clearly, you have to get the big picture first. If you've been working in high tech for even a short while, you've probably faced a situation where you didn't have the whole picture. Oftentimes, your client will come to you with a specific request for software or a procedure without giving you any background on the challenge they're trying to solve. Despite my inherent desire to jump right in and start offering solutions, I have to remind myself to step back and gain some perspective first. I have to squint at the problem to see if there are any underlying issues that the user doesn't see from their perspective. I know, from my own experience, that if I don't do this, I only waste time solving the wrong problem. This can often lead to great misunderstanding with both your clients and or your managers. You may have thought you solved the problem, only realize that that wasn't the true problem, after all. So what am I looking for when I'm out with my sketchpad? How does squinting help? First, it reduces the amount of data I have to process. Instead of seeing hundreds of trees and thousands of leaves, I see blobs of color, sections of light and dark. Instead of being overwhelmed with the data, I can see the big picture. It may have become a cliche, but squinting truly allows me to see the forest for the trees. Once I block in these large, general areas with my pencil, I can then begin looking at specifics, no longer mesmerized by the sheer complexity of the scene before me. You can apply this process to your high-tech work, too. When you're presented with a din of confusing and often contradictory details, look for more general causes for the problems. Are your online forms too complex, or is your system operating too slowly? What's the real reason your users aren't using the new database? Is it a technology issue, training issue, or worse still, a political issue? It'll do you no good to address technology issues when the true cause lies in corporate infighting. Always make sure you're solving the right problem. As with all troubleshooting, you often need time to analyze a problem, but those around you will be clamoring for immediate answers to their questions. In order to do your best work, though, you need time to think. You should always take a few minutes to squint at the problem to consider it from different angles before diving in. If my experience is any indication, taking this time can be quite difficult. You may find yourself under a lot of pressure to react to a situation. I can guarantee you, though, your best work will only rise from calm consideration, not immediate reaction. Step away for a few minutes to, visit the bathroom or get a drink of water. Take a short walk around the office to give yourself a few minutes of consideration. Do whatever you need to gain perspective on the issue before saying anything. Too often, words spoken in haste can come back to haunt you. Doing the best work you can relies largely on your ability to analyze a situation and find the underlying issues instead of being distracted by superficialities. Take a cue from the artists of the world and squint at the scene before committing to a plan of action. Both you and your client will greatly benefit from this consideration and thought. It'll allow you to develop better solutions with less wasted effort than ever before. This is sure to increase your value to your clients and further enhance your high-tech career. This Friday in Career Opportunities, the differences between your job, your work, and your career. As we talk about our job, our work, and our career, we often use the terms interchangeably. In reality, though, these three items are unique descriptions of three parts of our life, each with their own concerns, demands, and direction. Available April 20th, 2007. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. welchwrite.com/career. welchwrite.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website. You can also call our reader-listener line at 206-338-5832. Again, that's 206-338-5832. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. If you enjoy career opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip on our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, and others. You'll find a link for these and more on the website.
Hi, my name is Greg.
And my name is Tanya, and we're from the family-friendly podcast Dancing with Elephants.
And we would like to pose a question to you. How would you like a chance at winning an Apple iPod Shuffle by simply writing a review for the podcast that you are listening to right now?
That's right. Simply writing a 20 words or more review for this podcast, the one that you're plugged into right now, can get you a chance at winning an iPod Shuffle. We're calling it the Let Them Hear You contest, and it's a chance for you to send feedback to the podcaster.
All you have to do is go to any podcast directory, such as iTunes, Podcast Alley, or Podcast Pickle, and write a 20-word review for this podcast and any other podcast that you fancy. Just make sure that the final three words in your review are the capital letter R, the capital letter U, and the word listening followed by a question mark. So it reads as, are you listening? Oh, and those three words count towards your total, so now you only need 17 more.
Then send the name of the podcast you reviewed, a copy of your review, the podcast directory containing your review, and your username, if applicable, to dweecontest@gmail.com.
Entries must be received no later than Friday, May 11th at 11:59 p.m. U.S. Central Time. For every legitimate review you submit, you'll get one entry into the drawing.
So the more reviews you write, the better your chances of winning.
Winners will be drawn from the legitimate entries. The runner-up prize includes CDs from Three Blind Mice and Jonathan Colton. The grand prize includes those CDs, plus seasons 1 through 4 of The Radio Ventures of Dr. Floyd, a one-year membership to the Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Rangers, and an Apple iPod Shuffle.
You subscribe to the podcast. You listen to the podcast. You like the podcast. Why not let the producer of the podcast know just how much you appreciate the work they're doing? And maybe, just maybe, you'll walk away with an Apple iPod Shuffle for your efforts.
For a complete set of rules, visit the Dancing with Elephants website at dwithe.com. That's dwithe.com.
The Let Them Hear You contest is sponsored by Dancing with Elephants, with help from The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. Visit them at www.drfloyd.com. That's www.doctorfloyd.com.